Shalom to all. Today's officer, Shalom Shabbos, Taf Mem Beis. We are starting by the fifth line with the words Tani Einyot Samistama and Vilna Shur Sadavit on Lamed Talad Amud Aleph, a little past the halfway mark. And today's office sponsor, Lili Nishmas, Mars Miriam Sar Basi Yaakov Moshe, Hernish Shalom Moshe Havin Uliyah. So the mark continues Tani was talking to Brisa, Einyot Samistama. A woman can't go out with an istama, which is some sort of cloth that had colorful strings hanging out of it that was usually used for a kala, for a bride, and it kept the flies away from her. And Shalosh the Rav Nerva Istama, there were three things that were said about istama. Number one, Ein Bam Shum Kalayim. There's no issue of kalayim, of shatness, of wool and linen, because it wasn't woven. It didn't have a cross weave up and down. It was basically material pressed together, so it's not considered a beged, and there was no issue of kelayim. Also, it can't become tame with saras. And lastly, one's not allowed to go out with it on Shabbos. And Rav Shimon he says, there's also no issue of atar lekalis. There's exer at the time of the destruction of the Mikdash that was made that a kala, a bride, cannot go out with this atara, and this is not considered an atara, so there's no problem of atar's kalis regarding this. Staying to explain the mission, we said, a woman can't go out with the Yershal Zav. Now, Rabbi Yehuda Amar, he says, what is this? Kugan Yerushalayim Dedav, like this Yerushalayim of gold. And we had already explained this in the Mishnah. It was some sort of golden headpiece, which had the city of Yerushalayim engraved in it. Now, Rabban Dixar Norman, they say, Peroish Toik Taklin is this type of adornment, which was some sort of adornment that they had back in the day. Now, Maisa Rabbi Kiva, Shasal Ishtay Yershal Zav, there's a story with Rabbi Kiva that he made his wife this Yerushal Zav Tachshit. And Chamase Itzei Dram Gamliel, the wife of Rabbi Gamliel, saw this, the Kineasba, and she was jealous. She wanted such a thing. So he says, Amar's Kumi Bala, she came and said this in front of her husband, hey, I want one of those things that the wife of Rabbi Kiva has, and Amalei told her, Hachin Havas Avdis Li, Kimot the Havas Avdalei, have you done for me what she did for him? Did you have the self-sacrifice for Miley Meratairo, like she did for her husband? The Havas Mazavn Mekilasa, Duresha, Vyavalei, Vulei by Raisa. She would sell her braids of hair, meaning she would cut off her hair and sell it in order for them to have money so that he could learn Taira. And since she showed such Maseras Nefesh for her husband's Taira, that's why later on she was Zaycha to this beautiful Tachshit. But you did not show such Maseras Nefesh, and therefore you don't deserve it. I will continue Tamar Tanin over there, we'll end the Mishnah, Mesechas Eidos, Shnai Mishem Reb Lezer. There's two members of the name of Reb Lezer. We actually only have one of them. Yotze Isha B'Yershal Zav, that a woman is allowed to go with this Yershal Zav Tachshit, and that's because only Chashev women would wear such a thing, and it's beneath the dignity of a Chashev woman to take off her headpiece in the middle of the street to show it to somebody, so therefore there's no Chashash that she's going to take it off, therefore she could go out with it. And we're not gyrus the next five words, Mefrichian Psalmina Eidos. We continue discussing this Yershal Zav. Tani Rav Meir, Rav Meir taught, Mechayev, if a woman goes out with this Yershal Zav, she's Chayev, because it's a Masui. And now we contrast the different shittas regarding Yershal Zav. Bein Rav Meir Rabbanon Nicha. The difference between Rav Meir and Rabbanon's opinions of this Yershal Zav is understandable. Rav Meir Mechayev, Acham Patrin. Rav Meir says a woman's Chayev, and the Acham say that she's Pater, but it's still Usur for her to go out. So that's not such a discrepancy. And also, Bein Rav Lezer Rabbanon Nicha. The difference between Rav Lezer and Rabbanon is understandable because Rav Lezer Matar Acham Patrin. Rav Lezer allows 100%, and the Acham Usur, but they still Pater her if she goes out. So that's also not too much of an extreme. However, Bein Rav Meir Rav Lezer Kasha. The difference between Rav Meir and Rav Lezer's opinions, that's challenging because Rav Meir Mechayev, Rav Lezer Mater. Rav Meir says she's Chayev Achatas if she goes out with this, and Rav Lezer says it's 100% Mutter L'chatchila, and that's quite a big discrepancy that wouldn't really have an explanation for. And we continue, Rabbi Nani Bar Susai Arm Rishum Rav Lezer, Kol Makam Sha'amru Loi Teitzei, anytime the Chum say she can't go out with it, Vim Yatzas Chayev Achatas, if she does go out, she's Chayev Achatas, Asur Latzas by B'chatzer. She's not allowed to even go out with it into a Chatzer. However, Kol Makam Sha'amru Loi Teitzei, Vim Yatzas Ena Chayev Achatas, anytime they say she's not to go out with it to Shus Rabim. But if she does do so, she's not Chayev Achatas, so Mutar Zotzis by Bechatzar, she's allowed to go out with it to a Chatzar. Now, Rabba Bar Kain says, B'Shem Rav Sheshes, Mazisa Amar Kain. We have a Mishnah later on that tells us this. A Mishnah tells us, Uva Kavul, B'Pei Nachris, B'Chatzar, that she could go out with this Kavul, or Pei Nachris, which is like a Shetal, out into the Chatzar. However, Blaya says, B'Shem Rav Sheshes Bar Chia, Afilo Makam Shamru Lois Eitzei, V'im Yotza Ena Chayev Achatas, even in a place where they said she's not allowed to go out with it, but if she goes out with it in Shus Rabim, she's not Chayev Achatas, still, Asur Lotzis by Lechatzar, she's not allowed to go out with this thing into a chatzar. Now they want to ask another question. Mutter? What about a man? Since he's not a shachutz, he's not haughty and he doesn't show off like women do, as we said in the previous daf, would he be allowed to go out with these things into a shus rabim? Perhaps the only issue is with women, because since they're shachats, they like showing off, they're haughty, they like displaying to their friends what they have, so we have this chashash that they're going to take it off in the shus rabim and carry it to Al-Adamas. But a man's not like that, so maybe he's allowed to go out with something fancy. And the answer is, Nishmiyun adults learn from the following. Shabbos. Rabbi Gamliel, the son of Rebbe, he went to walk around his chatzar on Shabbos, umavtech shel zav biyadai, and he had a golden key in his hand. And his friends chastised him. They called him out for this because of a tachshit, that he's not allowed to go out with this. And this tells us, ha'asol shem tachshit aser, that if it's made for a tachshit, it's aser to go out with it. And Hadamus also tells us, aser lekach ulekach, that even if it's made for both, it's a tachshit on one hand, but it also has a practical use because it's a key. So even though it's gold and it's fancy, it's still a key and it could open and close things. Nonetheless, it's still usher. And Adam is also also tells us Echad Ish veEchad Isha that this applies to both men and women, not just women. And Adamar also tells us Hafilu Makom Sha'amru Lo Yisaytei V'Metzasa In Chayav Chatas, even in a place where they say don't go out, and if she goes out with it, she's not Chayav Chatas. Sur Lo Tzis Bayi B'Chatzer. It's still not to be brought out to a Chatzer. And moving on to Halacha Beis, the Mishnah tells us as follows: Lo Yitzei Ha'Ish. A man is not allowed to go out with the following: B'Sandal Masomer, with a hobnailed sandal. Is basically a sandal that the bottom is strengthened with nails. One is not allowed to go out with this on Shabbos. V'Lo B'Yachid. One can't go out wearing a single sandal or a single shoe. B'Zman She'Ein Barag Lemaka. That's if he doesn't have a wound on his foot, because if he's just walking out with one shoe for no apparent reason, people are going to say that he's carrying the other shoe in his armpit, and they're going to suspect him of being Ivan Isser. Obviously, if he has a wound on his foot, it's going to be apparent to all that the reason why he's wearing one shoe is because he can't put a shoe on his other foot due to the fact that it has his wound on it. Furthermore, v'lo b'tefillah, he can't go out with tefillin, even though we know that Shabbos is not his man for tefillin. The Mishnah is telling us that theoretically, even if it was his man for tefillin, he wouldn't be able to go out with his head tefillin because he might take it off and carry it dalad ames. V'lo b'kameya, he can't go out with his amulet, with his kameya, b'zman she'enoy min ha'momche, if it's not from an expert. If it is from an expert, he is allowed to go out with it. V'lo b'shirayin, he can't go out with body armor. V'lo b'kasta, not with a helmet armor. V'lo b'magafayim, not with boots of armor. V'myotza ene chayav chatas, and in these cases, if he did go out with them, he's not chayav chatas. Now the Gemara asks, v'bnei ma gozru al sandal musumer. Now why do they make this gzera on these nailed sandals? What's the issue of wearing them? So yeshayim, some say shiu rois is roishu mpilois. That's because they're very pointy and sharp, and a woman would see the roish, the tip of the sandal, and get so afraid she would miscarry her child. Now yeshayim, others say shiu shaymais koloi umapilois. That women would hear the coil of the sandal and miscarry, and made a really loud clinking sound when they would walk with them, and that caused women to be frightened and miscarry a child. Whereas yeshayim, some say aidei shiu nitchakim zebazev aharkin zezev. It's because they pushed against each other and they killed each other. This is referring to a time of Shmad, where a lot of Yidden were hiding in a cave and they heard noise above them. They thought the enemy was coming, and in the rush to try to escape, they pushed each other and people got stepped on with these nailed sandals and they died. And because of that, they made a gzera, no wearing these sandals on Shabbos. And ma'nafik b'nei hain, what's the difference between these answers? Hadusto, the hobnailed sandal that has a blunt end, not a pointy end. Ma'an damar shu rois is roshim apilois. According to the first ma'an damar, that the reason why they're usher is due to the fact that they see the pointy end and they're mapel their vlad, muta, this would be permitted because it doesn't have a pointy end. And ma'an damar shu sham is kolim apilois. According to the next two ma'an damarim, usher would still be usher. Now then we're asked another question. Wasn't this gzeir made only b'shas ha-shmad, mikivin shavar ha-shmad, yehi mutter? Now that there's no shmad anymore, this time has passed, it should be permitted. And the answer is, loy amad bezin u'bitel. Bezin never got up and was mevatel this, and therefore, the gzeir stayed. Another question, me'ata afilu b'chol, now it should be aser even during the week. Why are we asering only on Shabbos? All these different reasons to aser apply equally on Shabbos and during the week. So why are we saying gzeir is only on Shabbos? And the answer is that we misunderstood. Lav urche debar nosha mehav alei train sandalin, chal l'chol v'chal ha-shuvsa. It's not standard practice for a person to have two pairs of sandals, one for the week and one for Shabbos. And when they said this is usher on Shabbos, that means it's usher all around on Shabbos and during the week, because a person wears the same pair of sandals for both. And tanu we have a braisa, tala olav matlis milamaton mutar. If a person put a piece of cloth on the bottom of the sandal, then it's permitted, because that takes care of all the issues. It covers the nails, it makes them not dangerous, it prevents the sandal from making noise, and therefore it basically makes it not a hobnailed sandal anymore, so it's permitted to go out with this. And a story about this, Rabbi Yudin Rabbi Shmuel, Havas Ragla Shachka, he had a wound on his foot, and the only type of sandal he could wear was a sandal Masumer, Bavdin Le Kane, and they did this for him. They covered the bottom with a piece of cloth, and he was allowed to go out with this. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow, continue to talk about these sandals, trying to figure out how many nails makes it a sandal Masumer. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.